Yes, indeed. Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. Indeed, as we had discussed at the beginning of this week, we would consider with the relevant contracting parties and the UN Secretariat to have a look at appropriate transitional provisions to be introduced. And I want to thank all the stakeholders in this process. Yesterday, after the GRPE plenary session was finished, we were sitting down to have the final discussion on this. And I think some relevant additions were indeed suggested, so that's very much welcome. And I think that is one of the big benefits of being here together in person. However, on the downside of this process, it gives us, as the European Commission, very little time to internally then reflect on these last-minute revisions. And of course, this is, would be very important for us, especially in this particular case, it would impact elements that are relevant and dealt with it with other DGs. So I try to explain everything internally, but of course, we would need some time on these revisions to be reflected on. But having said that, I think specifically on this proposal, we will suggest to proceed with the revisions that have been made. In the meantime, given the time that we have until the formal vote and adoption by WP29, we will use this time to scrutinize, to make sure there are no unintended consequences potentially with these last-minute revisions. So I'd also like the Secretary to put this in the minutes, just to be aware of this. I mean, not that we foresee anything at this point, but like I said, I mean, the normal process would be we upload a working document that has been prepared, and then we have an informal document. But normally, that is something that has been discussed internally, as well as with our main relevant EU member states. And as we have seen this week, there is a relatively minor participation from especially the big member states. So that we do regret that, and we hope you can accept and understand this situation, that we have somewhat of a scrutiny reservation. But that does not mean that we cannot endorse it today if there are no further comments or objections. And then last but not least, we want to thank also Japan for their patience with us this week and this last minute changes. We understand they're very eager to go ahead with the adoption of this, especially the elements that impact the level 1B. So thank you very much for that, and I hope Rob will now talk us through the changes that have been made, and then we can go ahead with the endorsement. Thank you.